Alrighty.
Look at that. Love it, Zach.
All right, guys, we are recording. Go ahead and raise your hands if you have any questions. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Tori, I saw Rojas played again last night. I think you said he was going to play again today. Everything's still on target with him?
Yeah, everything's perfect. He had 5 at-bats as a DH last night. And he's going to play again today and play second base. So we'll get together tonight to figure out what the next steps are. I'm not sure exactly what direction we're going to go in, but we want to get as much information as we can possibly get before we start our discussions.
It looked like he stole a base. Do you know if he was able to kind of test wearing his protective mitt on a slide?
Yeah, everything was good. Everything was all good there. Nice going. You dug in, didn't you? That is really good research, Steve. Do you do things like that?
I do not. Nick kind of carries the load on his beat when it comes to research. He and Jack.
Yeah. Oh.
Tori, is that the kind of situation where you guys, when you send him up there, you say, hey, have him steal a base so he can test this out?
No, nothing like that. It's an instinctual play, and, you know, we're not going to just run something out there to create some confusion or run out of an inning. I know last night we had a situation here last night that wouldn't indicate that was the case. However, Josh, I'm sure, wanted to get back on that horse and test it out, test run it. But he knew it was a good baseball play. It was done the right way, and he was probably following the guidelines and the structure that we create for stealing bases inside of our system.
Go ahead, Nick. You have another question?
Yeah. So when was Luke gonna pitch?
Luke will pitch tomorrow in the AZL. Yeah, I want to give you that quick update. I said it yesterday, but it's going to be 3 to 4 innings, 45 to 50 pitches.
I guess that probably means you guys have decided you are going to keep him in a starter's role for the rest of the season.
I think right now at this point, yes. I think those are the signs. Correct.
What was the thinking on that?
He's my own personal feeling. He's got elite stuff, and we want to maximize his ability to help us win baseball games.
Evan Thompson.
Tori, forgive me. I missed it. What position did Josh play last night?
He was a DH.
Are you going to have him play outfield at all before coming back?
We're going to talk about the next steps in this process. So I don't think it's something that we are asking for, but if, at the end of the night tonight, we determine that there's going to be more time needed there, there's a chance he could get some outfield time.
Back to you, Nick.
Do you guys have any more conversations about Caleb?
We have. We'll look to finalize those conversations by the end of the day today.
Any other questions for Tori? Go ahead, Jack Summers.
Just any updates on Noe and Stewart?
Talked to both of them yesterday. Had an exchange with both of them yesterday, and they're feeling good. They are able to, get out in the open air, and they ended up actually playing catch with one another. So that was a good sign. And I'm not sure when their 10th day is, and when they get cleared by Major League Baseball. I don't think that's happened yet to return to play. But I know that day is fast approaching. But they're both feeling good, no symptoms, and for them to get out into a park and play catch was a very good sign.
Tori, do you imagine they'll need like some time to get back up to speed? Like they could be cleared a certain day, but you guys wouldn't bring him back onto the roster until maybe they get some at bats or games or innings under their belt just to make sure they're.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think, you know, if it's day 10, they get cleared on day 11, they're both going to be ready. I think that's a big ask. So I don't think that's going to be the case. They're going to need to get into a return to play program for sure. With what their body's gone through and the time away, I think it's a big ask.
Anything else, guys?
What would that look like, Tori? A return to play for them?
Yeah, I'm sure that there's going to be, you know, a bullpen, maybe face some live hitters for Noe. I think there might be some at bats, some controlled at bats for Stu. We just got to see how they feel and see what kind of stamina they have. So that'd be the starting point. Nothing has been determined yet, though.
Jody Jackson.
Hey, Tori. I jumped on a minute late. I'm not sure if Bumgarner was addressed at all, but just the way that he's been pitching right now, for him to keep this rolling, I know it's one at a time, but you know, how positive of that is a sign for right now and going forward?
Well, you know, he's in a good spot and I know he's looking forward to every fifth day to get out there and show us what he could do. And it's been a long journey for him. You know, he's had a lot of success, early, got hurt, had to come back from that injury, and he's back on that role again. And it's just about being pitch efficient and controlling the pitches that he's thrown and throwing them where he wants to. And he's been very good at that. So he's in a good spot. And I know that'll probably continue today.
Steve Gilbert.
Tori, you mentioned last night, you know, you have young pitchers and they're going to have some young moments. It made me wonder how much help can Bum be in terms of mentoring some of these younger guys and talking with them about just the game in general?
You know, I think all the starting pitchers do that with one another. And then they branch out from there and, you know, they're always sharing information and guiding other pitchers in other areas. Bum is a very private person and very quiet. But what I've learned about him over the past year and a half is that he pays attention to everything. And when he says something, it has tremendous value, and he's not gonna miss that opportunity to help his teammate get better. He's gonna save up for a big comment, and when he speaks up, people listen. And there's different types of mentorships or, you know, mentoring, I should say. I don't know if that's a word, mentorship, but there's different types of mentoring, and. Bum says some very valid things and means it.
Any other questions for Tori? All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Tori.